Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So Anthropic just did $6 billion in revenue in a single month. That's more than Snowflake or Databricks, two of the greatest software companies of the last 20 years, made in a quarter. And the crazy thing is, Dario Amodei, Anthropic's CEO, said that if they only grow 5 times in a year instead of 10 times, they could go bankrupt. That's the knife-edge reality of the frontier model business right now. But here's the thing, that massive number from Anthropic connects directly to something else I saw this week. The Hard Fork podcast dove into this pattern that absolutely should reframe every conversation you have with AI-native founders. The most AI-native companies are now spending more on AI tools than they are on payroll. Just think about that for a second. More on tokens than on salaries. They mentioned one individual Claude code user who burned through over $150,000 in tokens last month. Engineers are actually getting in trouble for spending too much on Claude. Companies are outstripping their AI budgets because this new cost center just exploded. And here's the kicker. Employees at Frontier Labs who get unlimited free tokens can effectively not afford to leave because their token consumption would bankrupt any other employer. It's wild. This shift in where the money is going really highlights something else Animesh Koratana pointed out. He brought back Pine and Gilmore's progression of economic value from 1998, which explains how coffee beans cost 2 cents as a commodity, but $5 at Starbucks. His argument is that AI is compressing the bottom of that stack, driving the value of software as a product close to zero. The companies that survive are either outcome companies, charging for results, not access, or experience companies, selling moments that can't be automated. So if you're selling a tool or your customers are building one, that value is headed toward free. The real value is now in the outcome or the unique experience. Now, speaking of those teams and how they're building, Dan Shipper laid out what he thinks is the new team model for 2026. Just two people. One pirate, one architect. The pirate moves fast, shipping by vibe coding. The architect takes those discoveries and turns them into reliable systems. Also vibe coding, but slower and more deliberate. Every product needs a pirate to find something, but you only really need an architect once you've found product market fit. It really makes you think about how many roles on an AI team are just relics of pre-AI assumptions. But here's where it gets really interesting for anyone building with agents. At BrowserUse, they're running millions of parallel coding agents, and Larson Kundrick spotted the bottleneck. Dev throughput went up 10 times, but validation stayed flat. They've got hundreds of concurrent code changes and only one staging environment, so the agents just sit idle in CI queues. His fix? Ephemeral per agent staging environments. And Karpathy put it really well on the No Priors podcast this week when he said, "You are the bottleneck in the system that is max capability." The takeaway is that the infrastructure around agents, not the agents themselves, is where things are breaking now. If your agents are faster than your CI pipeline, you've just moved the bottleneck from code to infrastructure. This week, I'd encourage you to ask a founder, what's your monthly AI token spend per engineer? Most won't know. And that's the point. Hard Fork reported companies are outstripping their budgets because nobody is tracking this. The startups that figure out AI cost governance early are going to have a structural advantage, much like cloud cost optimization separated winners from losers in the last era. And that brings us to where we come in. Google just launched Gemini 3.1 Pro in preview, which is a noticeably smarter model for complex problem solving. It's available in Vertex AI, AI Studio, and the Gemini CLI. Alongside it, Gemini 3.1 Flashlight just shipped as the fastest, most cost-efficient model in the Gemini 3 series. It's built for high-volume workloads where cost matters most. When teams are spending more on tokens than payroll, having a cost-efficient option for high-volume tasks isn't just a nice-to-have, it's mission-critical. Cloud Next is also just about a month out, hitting Las Vegas April 22nd through 24th. Agent Designer just went to preview. Agent Engine Sessions and Memory Bank just went GA. The agent stack is filling in fast, and next is where that full picture is really going to come together. These developments speak directly to what we just talked about, AI budgets overtaking payroll and staging environments breaking under agent load. Both of these point the same direction. The infrastructure around AI is where the real investment is happening now. Our agent stack and those cost-efficient models like Flashlight are built for exactly this moment. This whole shift means we're in a world where the infrastructure powering AI is becoming just as, if not more, critical in the AI itself. It's about enabling that lightning-fast development without breaking the bank or creating new bottlenecks. What does that mean for how founders need to think about their cloud strategy? Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.